Questions 35 through 40. Look at the questions. Then listen to a teacher talking to his class.
So, with the summer break nearly upon us, I want to tell you two things that are closely related. Firstly, a few of you have asked me about the syllabus for next year's literature course, and I'm pleased that you're showing an interest. Unfortunately, the syllabus has not been finalized yet, so I can't give it to you now, but it will be ready by late July. We'll be emailing each of you with full details, but I would like you to check on the department's website if you don't hear anything by, say, the start of August. In the absence of a complete syllabus, however, we do have a list of the core books that we'll be studying next semester. So, don't leave without taking a copy. Okay? Remember, this is not a complete list, but it will give you an idea of the areas we'll be studying, and you can be confident that you'll be tested on these books when the exam period comes around. Which brings me to my second point. During the summer vacation, I want you to make sure you read the first four books from the list. Of course, I won't complain if you keep going and finish the list, but we'll be referring to the first four early next semester, so if you've read those, then you'll save a lot of time. I'll expect you to write a short review of each book you read, something in the region of 250-300 words, that kind of length, to be handed in during the first class of next semester. Is that clear?